The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Hey now, ladies and gentlemen, hey now, the Line Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com, Andrew McLean here with you on this Wednesday, post State of the Union Wednesday, if you will. So glad to be here, as always. John Bird with me as well, looking very spiffy today in his nice button-up shirt. How are you, John Bird?
I'm doing pretty good. Had a rough night last night. I'll be transparent, but I'm feeling pretty good today.
Always, always good transparent to on the show. Mm-hmm. Always.
Always.
I'm not going to make you go into details on it, though.
That's good.
I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. I'm going to give you a break today because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Now, last night... I said this, that I was going to do this on the show, that I was going to try to live stream the State of the Union speech. And when I told y'all that yesterday, I really didn't think I was going to do it. But I knew if I told y'all that I was going to do it, it would put the pressure on me to at least really try. And then I could feel accomplished or know that I actually gave it an effort. So... went on my way. I got home. I started looking at everything. Like I said, my sound equipment's all messed up, out of whack, everything else. I actually figured out how to get it right, at least temporarily. So I got it figured out, and I thought, man, I could actually pull this thing off. And believe it or not, I did. We streamed the State of the Union live with commentary on Facebook, on Twitch, on the 99.5 Facebook page and all that jazz. And I got to be honest, I had a great time doing it.
I thought it looked great.
It was. It turned
fantastic.
Out a lot better than I expected. And I was able to, you know, most of y'all that watched it last night, I knew what was going on. Y'all were yelling at the TV. Y'all were getting angry. Y'all were calling Joe Biden a liar and all this kind of stuff. I got to do that on social media. And that was really... exhilarating. It was a good feeling to be able to put it out there for people to see me and interact with people in the chat too. That's what was exciting about that. So I think that's going to pave a new way for us as a station to start doing things like this whenever there are big events at night when we're all already off the air, that we can interact with y'all and we can get this Over the Line podcast up and ramped up for some extra content attached to this radio show. I think it's going to be a good thing. We're always looking for new ways to expand. And in our roles here in the studio, we're always looking to not only give you guys better content, but to give you more content. We want you to have everything you need when it comes to the world of politics and news and entertainment, because that's what we are. We're like WWE. We're wrestling, but we are entertainment as well. We're news, but we're entertainment.
Wrestling, yes.
I've always called it. Can I say that? I don't want to go down a Del Jackson rabbit hole, but mm-hmm. I saw a clip the other day, and all this childhood nostalgia came back to me, mm-hmm. and it was a clip from that rivalry between Hollywood Hulk Hogan, like
yes.
NWO Hulk Hogan, the bad guy, and Sting, black and white face paint Sting. And he's like coming down from the rafters. He's got the bat, black baseball bat. And I was like, I told P. Diddy, I'm like, dude, this was when wrestling was lit. Wrestling sucks now compared to this.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Those were the days. Hey, man, by the way, Dale sounded good. I was watching the live stream, and Dale came on. I like that.
Well, there was a whole thing with that. It did turn out good, but Dale Jackson is a very promotion-hungry guy, and he likes to have his face seen. So when we started this, he's like, hey, there's a way with the software you use for you to bring me in via webcam.
Stream labs, yeah.
So, yeah, I figured out how I was going to bring him on and everything else. And when I did it mid-speech, it was not showing his camera. It was just showing a black box. Couldn't see anything. I told him that. I'm, like, texting him during the speech. Mm-hmm. I can't see you. I'll just call you. He's like, well, let's try it again. And he was really pushing to be on that screen. And I'm like, I'm just going to call you. So we called him for the phone lines. And he gave great analysis after the fact. But I think that's what's good about stuff like that is the fact that it gives you guys in the audience the opportunity to hear the rapid reaction and not have to wait 12, 16 hours until the next day. You can go ahead, see what we think right off the top, and then get the in-depth analysis the next day here on the air.
Yeah, I think that's something good.
So
you're onto something.
I think it worked out great. The only problem is if you're having drinks at night, you've got to really pace yourself. Because if that speech goes on a little longer than you expected and you get too many in you, that stream will go south quick. I'm not saying that's what happened. But I'm saying I could see that happening. I could see that happening with me. But
oh, yeah, sitting back relaxing.
Nonetheless, went off without a hitch. And thanks to all of you guys that participated in that. It's still available if y'all want to go back and watch it. Probably the best part was me introducing people as they came in. And I really just made fun of their outfits and the fact that all these old crusty white people probably smelt like mothballs. But you can go back and watch the first, like, 10, 20 minutes of that. There's even a clip I pulled on Twitter that's out there on my page. So you can check that out as well. Speaking of the State of the Union speech, after it was all said and done, Donald Trump gave his own State of the Union speech. He took to social media and address the American people. Do we have that audio? I think it's cut one, John Bird. Donald Trump responding directly to Joe Biden's State of the Union speech 2023. This is what he had to say to the American people.
The 2023 State of the Union address, or as I call it, the wonders of Adderall, the slur of the Union, started out with a kiss. Kamala's husband planted a big wet one on the mouth of Dr. Jill. They call her Dr. Jill, like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Oh, Peter, I love you. Oh, Lisa, I love you too. The FBI love birds. What a disgrace. Sleepy Joe Biden used the word folks more than I've ever used the phrase believe me, which is a lot when you think about it. Believe me. And I want to congratulate Sleepy Joe for creating more new words than any president in the history of our great country. He says the State of the Union is strong, and that's fake news. China's flying balloons over our great country, and we will only be strong when I return to the White House and make America great again.
Okay, that wasn't really Donald Trump. That was the guy that does an impression of Trump. But it's funny.
Are you kidding?
He does a pretty good job,
doesn't
he?
Man, I was completely sucked in.
Yeah, he nailed it. And when I first heard that, I didn't see the video. I just heard the audio, and I was like, please tell me this is real. But it wasn't. It's the Donald Trump impersonator. I know who the guy is. I see him on social media. I can't think of his name, but funny, funny stuff. It was a very Trumpian way to respond to the what did he say? The wonders of Adderall, the slur of the Union.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I got a lot to get to on that front, and we'll do it when we get back on the other side. 205-545-9950 this Wednesday edition of The Line. Hang tight. Here we go. The Line Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Glad you are joining us. I got John Bart. I have to start checking with people because I want to make sure I announce some of the things that are around here.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give away the James Taylor tickets on the morning show already? I think they did, didn't they?
Yes, I think. Let's see. Listen to us.
That's 2 days ago. I don't want to put out bad information. Look at the date at the top. Does that mean that's the date they did it?
I don't know.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Listen to Dixon and Vining. Doesn't matter if they've got tickets or not. Listen to the show.
Exactly.
You're going to be entertained?
That's just a bonus. That's just, you know, icing on the cake when they get those away.
You're going to be informed. You're going to be entertained. These guys are veterans in this business. They know what they're doing. They know how to take care of you in the mornings. Listen to Dixon and Vining. Do your boy a favor. All right, start your morning off right.
There you go.
With those two. Because I got a lot of respect for them. All right, so you heard the fake Trump State of the Union speech. Trump actually did put out like a two-minute video on Rumble addressing the State of the Union speech, and it was kind of generic stuff that Trump would already say, stuff that we know is wrong with this country, saying that everything Joe Biden said was a lie and that, you know, our country's on the wrong track, Chinese spy balloon, blah, 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 blah. And so I wasn't going to play it because it wasn't near as funny as the fake one. But some of the things that the fake one addressed, we can't look over. And I know it's probably been talked about all day. If you go back and watch my live stream from last night, I was kind of introducing people as they came in. Jill Biden was dressed like a stuffed animal that you would see in a claw machine. She's in all purple in what looks like a very shiny material. It's like the other day at the Grammys, she looked like she was wearing those tassels that you hang over your windows during a birthday party. This is one of those deals. And she gets in there and she takes her seat, or before she takes her seat, she's sitting beside her guest and Kamala Harris's husband, Doug. Okay. And when she gets to the seat to greet Doug, she leans in and kisses the dude on the lips. What the? I've never even seen Kamala Harris kiss Doug on the lips.
Mm-mm, that's like a Hollywood moment, a red carpet moment. Ooh, what did we catch?
What is going on? And this is not, it doesn't seem to be a misstep. I would like to think it was a mistake and that maybe they each thought the other person was going to turn their head. But it was obviously avoidable and they still went in for it and kissed right on the lips.
I think they just kind of forgot where they were, stared into each other's eyes, and it just happened.
They got caught up in the moment.
Yes.
Wow, that was shocking. And what's sad for me is I didn't catch it when it initially happened until this morning when I started seeing the headlines. I'm like, wow, those two were smooching last night. Love is in the air. Hope that's on the wheel of segments today. Love is in the air. Who else did they bring as special guests? One of them was hammer attack victim Paul Pelosi. He was in attendance, dressed like Dick Tracy from back in the day, with his little investigator cap, whatever you call that thing. He looked like Inspector Gadget, honestly. And what was amazing, there wasn't anything crazy about Paul Pelosi being there. It's kind of what you would expect. But the reason they claimed they brought him there was because he was attacked by a hammer. And when Joe Biden goes through the part towards the end where he addresses the guests that he had brought, which included a lot of people, he says that Paul Pelosi was attacked by a madman with a hammer that was repeating lines from January 6th, that the hammer attacker was basically a MAGA QAnon insurrectionist. Forget the fact that he's a pedophile and he's like non-binary and trans lives matter and living in a bus and a nudist. He's definitely an insurrectionist. anything he could do to continue to divide the country, he was in the business of doing that last night. You thought Joe was going to come in with some unity and everybody come together for the country. We all want the same thing. Nah, that was just campaign in the basement, Joe. Those days are over, ladies and gentlemen. He just gets up there, slurs his words, offends some people, and moves right on. Somebody else he brought, the ambassador from Ukraine, never missed an opportunity to promote the forever war in Ukraine. And to make sure people know that we're still standing behind them 100% and will give them anything and everything they want. No questions asked, no audits, no nothing. Ukraine gets whatever they want. They're on hard times, and we're trying to protect democracy. We have to protect Ukraine's borders. Forget our border. Ukraine's borders are much more important. Why? Because Ukraine is a democracy, and we have to show the world that we care about democracy by defending Ukraine. Now, what kind of democracy is Ukraine? I'm glad you asked. Because it's a weird kind of democracy that we definitely don't have over here, at least not as of yet. It's the weirdest form of democracy I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Have y'all noticed? And I've been over these things. Have y'all noticed what's been happening at the hands of Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine since all of this started? There's an entire list of things that go against democracy in every sense of the word, things that you would expect to be happening in Russia. We could play a game, and when we get back on the other side, I'll give you the list. We could play a game of, is it Ukraine or is it Russia? And I can give you a list of things that's happening in either of those countries, and you tell me which country it is. And you'll tell me all of them are Russia, when in reality, it's all Ukraine. I'll show you that when we get back on the other side. 545-9950, Wednesday edition of The Line. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Don't go anywhere. Y'all ready for this list? Y'all ready for the new game show? Is it Ukraine or is it Russia?
Bring it on.
You want to play this game for real?
Yeah.
I'll just give you some things that are currently happening in one of the two countries, and you tell me which it
okay.
is.
Okay, all right.
Let's see. This leader has used the war as a justification for outlawing 11 opposition political parties.
Ukraine.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes.
Good job. Next up, this president also invoked martial law to issue a presidential decree that combined all national television stations into one platform controlled by the government. Is it Russia or is it Ukraine?
Ukraine.
It's Ukraine. Good job, John Byrd.
I'm on fire.
How about this? On December 29th, 2022,
okay,
this leader signed a new law that his party had pushed through parliament, a measure that further curbed an independent press. Ukraine or Russia?
That's a tough one. Ukraine.
That's Ukraine. Yeah. Good job. And last but not least, this leader has banned an entire Orthodox church from its country that has been there since its inception.
Let's see. Ukraine?
It's Ukraine. Yeah. John Byrd wins.
Thank you, everybody.
I love coming up with game shows on the fly.
That was cool.
So wrap your mind around that for a moment. Zelensky has used the war to justify outlawing 11 political parties, opposition parties, that were against his party. 11 of them, which is, by the way, all of them. He's invoked martial law within Ukraine, and he's combined all the news outlets in Ukraine into one single news outlet that is run by the state. He has smashed the free press. And he has banned the Russian Orthodox Church and imposed sanctions on its top clerics. The Russian Orthodox Church that was never in Russia. This is a Ukrainian church. That's like saying that we're going to ban the Catholic Church because it's not originally from America. That's the democracy that we're defending. And so last night on the primetime stage, oh yeah, Ukraine, as Ukraine's ambassador, whatever your name is, Joe Biden introduces her. You know, they stand up in the loft, or they sit up in the loft. He's like, stand up. Let me take a look at you. Joe Biden says that about Ukraine's ambassador. So with that, you mix us defending this weird democracy over in Ukraine with the fact that we're allowing Chinese spy balloons to float over our country, empowering China in every way, shape, or form, and allowing Iran to run amok while we try to cut deals with them that will enable them to team up with Russia and build more nuclear weapons, we're living in a very dangerous place today. The leaders in Iran actually just recently, over the past couple of days, put out a new video on their Telegram channel. That's right. The terrorist leaders in Iran, they have a Telegram channel that they use to correspond with their people. They put out a new video saying that they have weapons that they will use to turn New York City into hellish ruins. Which, by the way, Iran, have you seen New York lately? They claim they're going to use nuclear weapons to wipe out the city of New York. These are people that chant death to America in their parliament, in their streets. They burn American flags. That is their MO. It's been their MO for decades. They hate this country. They've done everything they can to harm this country, as we talked about yesterday, from enabling terrorists in the Middle East, teaching them how to make IEDs to blow up our soldiers. And the Joe Biden administration is looking to revamp the Iran nuclear deal that would then give them the ability to make nuclear weapons even faster and team up with Russia to accelerate it as much as possible. That's the world we live in today, and I want you to understand that as you recollect what you saw last night with Democrats patting themselves on the back. You know what an even bigger sign of weakness on our part is? So we went out off the coast of, what was it, Myrtle Beach, way over South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be Myrtle Beach.
Where the balloon landed.
Mm-hmm.
Our guys in the Navy went out there, and they've retrieved the balloon. There's been pictures online of them pulling the balloon out of the water, and they're going to take it and analyze it and see what they can find out about it. China has responded to that, and they said that they want their balloon back. They said, quote, "It does not belong to the U.S. It's our balloon. Give it back." Now, that seems like an outlandish thing to say, that you just finished spying on an entire country, flying your spy gear over 21 different military installations across the entire continental U.S. The cojones it takes to be like, give me my balloon back. I want my balloon back.
Well, they know they can push us around.
That's it. They know they can ask that question and probably, one, they won't get any pushback, but two, there's actually a good chance they might get their balloon back. That's why they're asking. Just as the balloon itself is a big FU to the Biden administration, really to the American people, them asking for their balloon back is the double barrel middle finger.
Yep, it's that bully. He's going to keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing until he gets pushed back. But as long as nobody's standing in his way, they're going to keep going.
It's like in the Christmas play we did, where you were a child and Tim was the bully.
Yeah.
He steals your lunchbox and then beats you over the head with it.
Tim China. Tim China.
Give me your lunch money.
Wait, that would be... Wait, I would be Biden. Oh, that would be awful.
China is Tommy McGurney. What's it? What was
yeah,
his name?
Tommy McGurney.
But Tommy McGurney.
Yeah.
And you're Birdie Boy. We're Birdie Boy, yeah. The U.S. Give me my maroon back, Birdie Boy. Jeez. Some of y'all don't get that because y'all missed our Christmas play. It's insanity, though. This is all really happening. This seems like something Dale Jackson has typed in to the chat GTS Google thing, and it just made up a story. But no. This is actually the current state of affairs in this country. Alan in Nectar, what's up, buddy?
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey, can you imagine what they would be saying about Melania if she came out there and planted some kisses on some folks?
Oh, she'd have been the biggest hope bag on the planet.
Oh, my God. Hey, have you ever seen a Sasquatch cry?
I don't think so.
All you got to do is go back to the newsroom anytime you say something good about Trump or anything bad about Ron DeSantis. There's a Bigfoot working back there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You follow me?
I got you. Alan, don't
can
be
we
mean.
Not send, can we not send James Taylor over to Russia and let him straighten this out for us?
He might go. Listen, there's going to be a lot of celebrities that are going to threaten to go to Russia if Donald Trump wins again in 2024. So we might as well start making that guess.
He went to, we sent him over there to France.
Yeah, I remember that.
After they bombed us. Yeah. All right, bro. Be cool.
All right. See you, Alan. Even though Tim didn't join my live last night, I'm not going to allow people to make fun of him. Okay. Not going to happen. 545-9950. EcoView Windows bringing you this part of the show. EcoviewWindows.com. EcoviewWindows.com. These guys, as I tell you, day in and day out, doing a phenomenal job. I got them coming out to my house soon. They're going to assess everything. I know I'm going to need some new windows, so I'm already planning on it. But I'm not stressed about it because I know already how these guys are going to treat me, and they're going to treat you the same way. When it comes to your home, your biggest investment, you got to take care of things like that, especially this day and age. Y'all looked at your gas bill lately? Did you get your gas bill recently, your power bill?
My Lord.
It's like triple. All right, y'all have $600, $700, $800, $900 gas bills, and you don't even use the gas? I keep my air or my heat on like 67. I shouldn't have an $800 gas bill, but you do. And the way to get a handle on that is take advantage of EcoView Windows fuel savings pledge up to 35%. You're going to save money on your power bill if you just do these small things. They get you taken care of. They do the installations, everything you need from start to finish, and they're going to treat you right. 205-564-8480. 564-8480 and online ecoviewwindows.com. And as you know, brand new showroom out on Highway 280 at the Walmart. You can go check that out as well. I got Don and Helena. What's up, Don?
Oh, brother. Just talking about our balloon, and I cannot confirm or deny what I'm fixing to tell you, but I can tell you that as soon as that balloon got close to the California and over there, when it come across from the Gulf Stream, we have stuff that neutralized that balloon. It did not get to do what its job was supposed to do. And the guys that shot that thing down, the reason they shot it down was just so we could get it and check out the technology. And they're right. They did not shoot it down over top of a population. And they thought about just hitting it with bullets and letting it come down wherever, but they could control it where it landed at. That's why they did what they did. So for what it's worth, that's what happened.
Yeah, and I get, and I appreciate it, Don. I get the aspect of shooting it down over the ocean once you've gone that far with it. The problem is those at the Pentagon had been tracking this balloon since January 28th. They knew it was coming. They knew. They could have shot it down before it ever got to Alaska or it ever got to the continental U.S. There was plenty of ocean on the other side, but they didn't. And why didn't they do it? Well, because, I don't know. China's got us by the moose knots. I don't know. Maybe they thought that there would be some sort of retribution they didn't want to deal with when it comes to China. If you send a strong message and shoot their balloon down at the very beginning, that actually lessens your chances of retribution. You say, here's the rules. This is my side. That's your side. Once your stuff comes to my side, it's going down. And it should have gone down. But they just let it go. And they hid it. They kept it quiet. We didn't know that they knew about it until well after the fact that some independent journalist in Montana happened to see it in the sky and started recording saying, what the heck is this? Then the White House, then the Pentagon had to say, okay, yeah, there's a balloon thing. And we're trying to figure out what to do. 545-9950, quick break back after this. I got so much to get into, y'all. Why does that always happen to me? Why can't I do anything on time?
You know what? You do it organically. You're prepared, but sometimes you don't get to it.
I'm overprepared.
Exactly.
You want to know how overprepared I am? I'm just going to tell you the pages that I got pulled up I need to get to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I got 22 more pages to get to.
Okay, I got some bad news. I don't think you're going to get it in.
I don't think we're going to make it.
I think even if you did a Leland show, I don't know if you could get it all
in. Anyway, let me get Jeff in Indiana. I'll reset and talk to Jeff. What's up, buddy?
Andrew, I've heard a rumor. I hear that President Xi, to honor our Manchurian candidate Biden, even though he probably will never have his face on American currency, will be on Chinese currency.
That actually sounds pretty believable if you ask me.
It's going to happen.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, listen, how long is it before we start having, you know, Mandarin on our currency here? You know, in China, we trust.
Well, I heard that, you know, they're going to start having Chinese mandatory in schools now so that they can read the currency whenever it turns to Chinese.
That's it.
Whenever we lose the dollar.
That's it. But it'll be digital, so you'll never have to look at the paper currency. That's going to be the good news.
Well, it's worth about as much right now as what the Bitcoin is, so maybe even less.
You got that right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you, buddy.
Have a good one.
If you go back and you listen to some of the clips of Joe Biden talking about China, talking about how China's not our enemy, China's our partner. I'll find that and we'll play that for you when we get back on the other side. They're not bad folks, folks. China's our friend. A China that's rising is good for everybody. Oh, really? Oh, really? Is that the case? No, China is a lot like Iran. China is like the Iran that doesn't chant death to America. Because China wants to be the America. America has always been at the top of the heap. The shining light on the hill. The country that everybody looks for when the world is in need. China doesn't really want to help people in need, but they want that control and they want that power. And never have they been more close in accomplishing that than they are right now. A lot of our politicians over the years have sold out to China in one form or another. Some more, some less. But never have we had a politician, much less a president of the United States, as sold out to not just China, but any foreign enemy ever in the history of this country. No one has ever been this compromised. Not even the guy that slept with a Chinese spy. It's that bad. Back after this.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.?
How was that?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.